live right now. Hey, we're live. Everybody got me? Live. Let's go, baby. Every man do their job. 111. Play on caliber defense. Let's go. No overthinking, right? Go play some ball. Go play some football.
It's an exciting time to be a Buffalo Bill and a fan of the Buffalo Bills.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Sean McDermott Show presented by ECMC and Kaleida Health, the official health care providers of the Buffalo Bills. I'm Steve Tasker, and once again we're joining Coach Sean McDermott. Coach, thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, it's those games that are so close, one possession games, are particularly frustrating, but you got to know too, you got the second best record in the conference behind two pretty good teams with Super Bowl aspirations. You measured up pretty well, but man, bitterly disappointing to fall just that short.
Well, it is. There's a lot of positives we can take out of it. There's no moral victories. That's not how we, that's not what we believe or how we think in this building. And that said, a lot we need to get corrected. We have pulled out some close games, so I know we can execute at a high level. I know we're mentally tough, and I know that we can get people into the fourth quarter and that eventually we'll prevail. We've done it enough. And so we came up short this week. We didn't execute at a high enough level, and our fundamentals didn't carry over from practice to the game, so we go back to the practice field.
I've been in those disappointed locker rooms, obviously. And you know, what was your message right after when the heat of the moment and the guys are particularly frustrated? How did you bring them back together and get them focused on what was ahead?
I think it's big picture perspective, right? Understand that the game, it was not our season. It's one game. We need to learn from it. And then understand the opportunities we did have to win the game and why we had the opportunities, first of all, and then second of all, why we didn't capitalize on those opportunities. So another learning opportunity for our young football team.
Well, one of the reasons you had a chance to win that game was your defense. Patriots had 13 possessions. Seven of them were three and outs. Those guys are really growing and putting something together on that side of the football.
Yeah, really fun to watch. Yeah. It really is. We've got obviously more continuity on that side of the ball. So the offense is a little bit younger in that regard. But the defense, I thought it was a good plan by Coach Frazier and the staff, well executed. The guys played fast. They played physical. They were able to recognize some things pre-snap, which you know how important that is. And then they brought their fundamentals to the game.
And you got a 21-year-old kid in the middle of the defense, Tremaine Edmonds. How good could he possibly be? He seems to be making strides. There were a couple of plays where he seemed a little bit ahead of the game even. He was in their backfield stuffing a run play before it really developed.
Yeah,
how
Tremaine.
How good could Tremaine be?
We got to take it one game at a time.
Sure.
He's still a young player. He's just in the fourth game now of his second year. And I think, again, the key was he was playing fast. He was able to play fast, recognize what was going on, and then pull the trigger. And you saw him make some plays at the line of scrimmage or in the backfield, and he was able to use his speed. I mean, he's extremely fast. So it was a good game overall and a good, sound defensive effort.
You know, even though the offense struggled to score points, they seemed to move the football. Yet, had 300-plus yards of offense. You moved up and down the field. But like always, a Patriot defense, hard to score points on. Still, some positives to take out of this game on the offensive side, too.
Yeah, and that's a sign of a good defense. They're a good defense. They had yet to – at that point, to give up a touchdown in a game. We scored once on them in terms of a touchdown. And so good defenses get tighter and stiffer as you cross the 50, and that's what they did. And so we did move the ball. Again, I thought we beat ourselves with a lack of fundamentals, a lack of execution, and then at the end of the day, we've got to take care of the football.
And even in this loss that we've talked about in the first 3 weeks of the season, even though you were 3-0, you come out after halftime, offense was kind of struggling, you went into a lull almost, and it seemed like maybe that was going to cost you a couple of the games earlier that you won. Not so against the Patriots. You came out in the third quarter, put together a long, sustained drive, and really had your most productive quarter yardage-wise and really production-wise of offense of the entire game. That was maybe what a sign of growth even.
It was. I mean, we had struggled coming out of the locker room on offense in the third quarter, and so I loved how we adjusted at halftime. Everyone stayed calm, and as we say, calm breeds calm. And the guys came out, we executed, we took what the defense gave us. We spread the ball around, run and pass, and we marched into the end zone. So well executed, that's what we need to continue to do.
All right, well, before we go, I got to ask you one last thing. Frank Gore, 15,000 career yards. I know he's here because he can play. We've seen that. 17 carries for 109 yards. But he's also a kind of guy that, man, oh, man, would you love to have a bunch of guys who do it like he does, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think every coach would. And,
right.
You know, it was neat. It was a great environment, right? We had our legends in town. Coach Levy was in town amongst all the players that have played and worn the red, white, and blue of the Buffalo Bills. And so to have Frank accomplish what he accomplished this past weekend, what an honor. What an honor just for me as a coach, what an honor just to watch it. And so really cool moment for our fans.
Sean, thanks for spending a minute or two with us. We're going to continue our conversation later in this show. So for the rest of you, join us. We'll be right back on the Sean McDermott Show.
Chopping Wood is presented by St. Bonaventure University, the official education provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome back to the Sean McDermott Show. And this week on the Tale of Tape, we're pleased to be joined once again by Eric Wood. Eric, we're going to chop some wood again today. We're going to talk about the Patriots-Bills game. Give me your thoughts on a disappointing loss for the Bills, but also pretty close loss and a great football game, I got to say it.
Yeah, it was a great football game. And you have two top teams in the NFL likely going toe-to-toe, and they played bad enough on offense to not win the game. But to go toe-to-toe with the defending Super Bowl champions on a day where you don't really have it offensively is a great sign.
Yeah, and let's start with Tom Brady. Held him to under 50% completion routes, no touchdown passes, had a pick. And let's talk about that. The secondary did a phenomenal job against the Patriots.
They did do a phenomenal job. They mixed up coverages. They made plays down the field. And a number of times they got around Tom Brady enough to get him off his spot. And the key to going against Tom Brady is make him uncomfortable. And here you see, he tries to take a shot down to the bottom of the field at James White, a running back. It's off coverage. Here, it's a zone look by the Buffalo Bills. And I assumed he would attack with Edelman and Edmonds towards the top of the screen where he went a number of times throughout the game. Here, he takes a shot to James White. Levi Wallace comes and makes a great pass break up here, and the Bills secondary is just absolutely playing phenomenal right now.
Later on in the game, the Bills surrendered their only defensive touchdown of the day, and there's still 7 minutes left in the first quarter, but the rest of the game, the defense really kept it to a one-score game, and they were really the difference in giving the offense a chance to do something.
They did, and they were so good in the red zone in keeping the Patriots out of the end zone, and here they throw a short pass to Philip Dorsett, and this is a small play in the game, but a huge play. Philip Dorsett is not able to get any yards after catch, stops him at the 3-yard line. And again, this is another time that the Bills were able to keep the Patriots out of the end zone. In small plays like this, that add up to just a phenomenal defensive performance.
Yeah, and finally, the Pats go 93 yards down the field for a drive that looked like a momentum change for New England, but Micah Hyde comes through with an enormous interception.
He does, and you do not see Tom Brady throw many interceptions. He had zero coming into the game. And here, the Bills are able to force him to roll to his right. Jerry Hughes is coming around the left tackle, beats Marshall Newhouse around the edge, forces Tom Brady out to the right. And on the move, Tom Brady makes a critical error. He tries to force a ball in there to Edelman. Micah Hyde, with just a phenomenal play, breaks off of his coverage to come back and make this interception.
All right, let's transition into Buffalo's Week 5 opponents. And Buffalo should feel very confident in their secondary moving forward. But last week we saw a breakout performance from a guy from Tennessee, A.J. Brown, an Ole Miss product.
Yeah, he was a second-round draft pick this year. He's drafted 51st overall out of Ole Miss. He's 6'1", 226. And the crazy thing about him is he's almost like a running back when he gets the ball in his hand. You have got to show up to tackle him. And oftentimes one guy is not going to bring him down. He has great run-after-catch ability.
He did slide in the draft a little bit more than some predicted, but early in the part of the season, he started to get some chunk plays even as a rookie.
He is. He's averaging 23 yards per reception. A couple weeks ago, the Bills faced the Bengals, and John Ross was having an incredible year. The Bills held him to 2 catches for 22 yards. They're going to try and do, obviously, the same to A.J. Brown, who's off to an absolutely hot start this year.
Yeah, he had a breakout performance against Atlanta in Week 2. He had 2 touchdowns, and he shows off the concentration and great hands.
He does, and again, we see him get the ball in his hands here, and almost like a running back, busts out of a play where you think the Falcons have him completely bottled up. He breaks the tackle and gets all the way down to the end zone. On our final play, you see Mariota just recognize one-on-one coverage, and the rookie A.J. Brown is who he's trying to go to. And here you see a great throw, but a great concentration by the receiver, over-the-shoulder catch, throws it where only A.J. Brown can get it. And it's plays like this that the Bills are going to have to prevent. The Bills have done an excellent job of preventing red zone touchdowns, and making sure A.J. Brown is covered in the red zone is going to be a big key to keeping the Titans out of the end zone.
Eric, thanks for your insights. We're going to be looking forward to your radio call down in Nashville.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well.
Game Preview is presented by Independent Health. From your everyday to your unexpected, that's the red shirt treatment.
I'm Maddie Glab here with this week's Game Preview. With a quarter of the season over, in Week 5, the 3-1 Bills will head to Nashville to take on the 2-2 Titans. The AFC South, though, ranks 24th in total offense, but quarterback Marcus Mariota has yet to throw an interception. He has 7 touchdowns and a 106.2 rating through 4 weeks. The Titans' offense features a few weapons, one of those being running back Derrick Henry, who is the league's 8th best rusher, averaging 77.5 yards per game. Tennessee's defense is allowing an average of 15.5 points per game, which ranks for 4th lowest in the NFL. Corner Logan Ryan has 2 interceptions and 6 passes defended, which ties for the best amongst all NFL players.
Brady going to throw it. Pressure, rolls right, looks right, fires into the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted in the end zone! Micah Hyde has it!
The Bills' defensive unit continues to show their strength, ranked 3rd in the NFL with yards allowed. The group averages about 280 yards given up a game and ranks 2nd in opposing passer rating with 78.5. Buffalo's defense leads the league in 3 and outs, forcing offenses off the field 32.7% of the time. The Bills rank 8th in total offense. All 9 of Buffalo's touchdown drives so far this season have been 70 yards or more, which ties for 4th in the NFL. In the last 3 matchups between the Bills and the Titans, the game has been decided by a single point, with Buffalo going 2-1 in those matchups. Steve, back to you.
Thanks, Maddie. Now we're back here with Coach Sean McDermott. Coach, coming into this game against Tennessee, well, from a distance, give the fans a taste of what the Tennessee Titans are all about.
Yeah, I mean, you look at their running game, really good backfield, including Marcus Mariota, one of the best quarterbacks around, very mobile quarterback, extends plays. They have the RPOs, the run-pass options that are tough to defend, and a good receiving corps with a couple big guys outside that make it very tough, and they catch contested balls. So it'll be a big challenge for us. And then on the other side of the ball, they've got a very active and physical defense. With guys in the cover areas that can cover and match up man-to-man, and they're led by their front 7. So it'll be a big week for us.
As you said, you're just starting the second quarter of the season, the second 4 games of the first half of the season. But you've also a lot of positives to go forward with. What's the next thing have you been working on or messaging to your team about? All right, this is the next step we've got to take. Is it more consistent than that, or is there one specific thing?
Well, I like how fast we're playing. I mean, just in terms of the way we cover, we're covering kicks. We're playing fast. We're in the return game. We got the return game going now with Andre in his second week back. So we got that going a little bit out. We had the big play we gave up with the block punt. So we've got to make sure we fundamentally get that corrected and continue to grow on our special teams units, because that's a big part of the game, the kicking game. And then offensively, we did move the ball, and now we have to continue to grow in that area as well with the continuity and the messaging and the communication. We weren't always on the same page. And then defensively, how do we take another step? Well, we stay humble, we stay hungry, we continue to put players in position to be successful.
Sean, thanks for spending some time with us. And for you at home, don't look for us next week. It's the bye week after this week in Tennessee. We'll see you in 2 weeks where we preview the next Bills game. Until then, have a great weekend this week. And Coach, good luck in Tennessee.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, everybody.
The Sean McDermott Show is sponsored by Independent Health. From your everyday to your unexpected, that's the red shirt treatment. And by Yancey's Fancy, New York's artisan cheese, the official cheese of the Buffalo Bills.